Every year for more than a decade, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra has performed in Wilkinsburg to benefit that district's music programs. Last year, the high school shut down, including the auditorium where the PSO usually performs. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports this week they're reopening the space for what may be the last time.
In Wilkinsburg, Kelly Elementary music teacher Lois Clark wrangles a dozen fifth and sixth graders into her classroom.
Varney, come on! Let's go!
These kids use their recess every day to prepare a song they'll perform at a concert alongside the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It's a riff off the big band standard Swing, Swing, Swing called Spring, 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 the theme of this year's show.
Little buddies in the trees, hear them singing in the breeze.
Here to help is Terrell Moss, a percussionist with the symphony.
So the style is jazz.
He's also got some performance advice.
You have to remember, everyone in the audience is there to support you. If you make a little mistake, you're moving on so fast to the next part, everyone's going to forget about it in 2 seconds, and it doesn't matter.
Still, the students have mixed feelings.
Excited, nervous, scared.
I'm not.
It's going to be a whole bunch of people. And it's a big stage, too.
Right now, that big stage in Wilkinsburg High School is empty. Entering the auditorium is like walking into another era. It was built in 1929, has an ornate hand-plastered ceiling and carved wooden walls.
We used to have pep rallies in here. They used to do plays, show movies, put on musicals.
Maintenance worker Wendy Fowler is an alum herself. She says the school may be locked down, but they keep the heat on.
We come in and check it every day, and now we're getting ready for the symphony, so there's extra cleaning going on, like make sure that restrooms are freshened up.
Fowler's never been to one of the PSO concerts here.
No, by the time I get done getting everything ready and everything, I'm ready to go home.
But since this year might be her last chance, she says she'll be there. Suzanne Perino hopes everyone comes. She works on the symphony's community programs and says they have partnerships all over the region.
But right now, our focus really is mostly on Wilkinsburg.
The community concert is the highlight, but throughout the year, students come to concerts downtown, and music ambassadors, the musicians themselves, visit classes.
Because they're the ones that are producing the music, they're the ones that are passionate about the music, they can share that passion, they can give insights, and they can really inspire kids to not only want to be musicians, but also to be more well-rounded human beings.
For Wilkinsburg, partnering with the PSO has also been an opportunity to address the changes in its school district. Kelly kids used to go on to Wilkinsburg High School. Now they go to Pittsburgh's Westinghouse. Earlier this year, sixth graders from Wilkinsburg and Westinghouse came to Heinz Hall. They saw a concert together, had lunch, and took a percussion workshop.
And it was one of those coming together moments that they're all going to be together in seventh grade to break down those barriers, to use music as kind of a universal language.
Perino says the Wilkinsburg Community Concert Series will continue, even if they have to find another venue. But one change is certain. After 18 years leading the music program at Kelly Elementary, teacher Lois Clark is retiring.
It was difficult for me to decide that this was my last year. Very, very difficult. Because I love what I do and I love my students. I love to see when they get it. I'm going to miss that.
She built the program up from nothing and has fought for more materials and opportunities for students. She's sad about leaving and sad about the uncertain future of the auditorium.
I don't like to see anything end or close or finish.
She hopes these students always remember this year with her. She dreams of them telling their kids about what they accomplished.
I got to play, I got to sing, I got to be a part of a music program at Wilkinsburg High School with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and it was awesome.
Right now, in the moment, lots of her students, like Vonday Reynolds, do value the experience.
We grew up around a whole bunch of deaf neighborhoods, so we actually like being around here.
Sixth grader Jamika Tabb says she'll continue pursuing music because she loves it.
It makes me feel like I'm somewhere else. Like, I can, I don't even care about what anybody says. It just makes me feel good.
Clark says she hopes the end of this era leads to growth in the district's music program. And she plans on coming back to Kelly to check in on the students and their new teacher. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.